good morning once again, everyone. Currently at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. 75 degrees is the temperature with sunny skies. The time is 9:07. I'm Chad Holmes. It is our number two, the Chad Holmes Show, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Yep, it is a warm start. The first full day of summer. Yeah, yesterday morning, the actual conversion from spring till summer. In fact, it came during our program right at the end of the show yesterday morning. But today, the first full day, and it's going to feel like summer. It could be the warmest day we've seen in 2023. And to get the details on the forecast for the rest of the work weekend into the weekend, we're joined again from weatherology by our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki. And Jennifer, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
It is a warm start, and it's going to get not warm today. It's going to get doggone hot today. I know we still have an air quality issue and an advisory out there, but I guess number one, it's going to be hot. But number two, in the near future, it looks like maybe some much needed rain in the forecast as well. So, what can we expect as we head towards the end of the work week?
Yeah, well, we still have that high pressure system in control here for today and even in tomorrow as well. So overall, throughout this entire work week, it really has been fairly similar. Today, sunny skies, like you said, a hot one with a high around about 90 degrees. We should be around about 80, so 10 degrees above average for this time of the year. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight lows around about 61. And as you mentioned, we do have that air quality alert for actually the entire state today. So definitely something to keep in mind, especially if you have any sort of respiratory issues and you are outside quite a lot. Just make sure or potentially think about keeping your outdoor activities a little bit limited today. Tonight, again, partly cloudy, low near 61. A pretty similar day for the most part here for your Friday. Sunny skies tomorrow, high around 88 degrees. 88 again here for your Saturday. We'll start seeing a slight chance for showers and storms coming in the afternoon hours with a blend of clouds and sunshine developing. Better chance for rain showers here Saturday night and into your day on Sunday as well with cloudy skies, high of 77. So a bit of a drop in temperatures as a cold front comes in. Then our coolest day of this forecast comes in on Monday. A chance for rain showers, cloudy and a high around about 73.
Well, I think after hitting 90, maybe in the upper 80s, we'll be ready for some 70s. When you say chance of rain, I know it's still a few days out as we do need that rain. Is there a pretty good chance? Do you think we're going to get that rain? And is there a chance of any significant precipitation during that system?
Yeah, so during the daytime hours on Saturday, it's just a slight chance, nothing too thrilling with that. But once we get to Saturday night and during the daytime hours here on Sunday, that's when we'll have a better chance, a bigger chance for those showers and thunderstorms. As far as the amount of precipitation, not quite sure just yet, but we'll get at least a little bit that we need.
Okay, Jennifer, thank you again for the information. Try to stay cool today. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
You too.
Jennifer Vucicki from weatherology.com. Again, looking at our current conditions. Got a few clouds out there. 75 degrees is the temperature. The winds are calm. Dew point of 57 degrees. The relative humidity is 54%. The barometer stands at 30.13 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. As we mentioned, again, there is an air quality advisory issued for the entire state of Wisconsin. So again, if you are going to be out and about, be aware the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has issued an air quality advisory for the ozone, which will be in effect through 11 p.m. tomorrow evening. That's 11 p.m. on Friday night. Favorable meteorological conditions combined with the presence of aged Canadian wildfire smoke will lead to enhanced surface ozone production through tomorrow. In general, peak ozone concentrations occur from 10 a.m. each morning until 10 p.m. each night, with lower ozone concentrations observed overnight and into the morning hours. So, again, the air quality index is expected to reach the unhealthy for sensitive groups level statewide, with the potential to reach the unhealthy level on an isolated basis. So during peak ozone, people with lung disease such as asthma, children, older adults, and people who are active outdoors, including outdoor workers, should reduce or consider avoiding prolonged or heavy outdoor exertion, while others should consider reducing prolonged or heavy outdoor exertion as well. I will not test you on all that. I don't know in terms of all the issues, but the folks who know have issued an ozone air quality advisory for the entire state of Wisconsin until 11 p.m. on Friday evening. I see the mayor has worked her way in. We're going to take a quick break and then come back and talk to the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, coming up next. The time is 9:12. Again, warm start here in central Wisconsin, 75. You can expect a high temperature nearing 90 degrees before all is said and done. More to come here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily. Oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me. But then they sent me.
Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And very happy to welcome in our monthly visit with the Honorable Mayor of Wausau, Katie
Hello.
Rosenberg. Yeah, and
how are you?
I'm doing good. I am one day away from vacation, a much needed
yes.
vacation, because I haven't had vacation in a year.
Oh, my God.
Because obviously there's a lot going on here. It's been...
I hope you have some fun stuff, or maybe you just sleep, whatever
it
is.
No, I am heading out of town. I
yes.
think it's good to get away, yeah. you know, because number
Everyone
one.
Everyone will recognize your voice.
And also because, you know, if I'm around, they'll say, hey, there's an issue here. Yeah, I go and fix it. No, I'm too far away.
I'm
I can't come in.
You
I can't
even
come
receive
it.
The cell phone, you know, signal.
But originally we were supposed to have you on Tuesday, but I got bumped by this minor character. Some guy from Madison came up here.
Yeah.
But a guy named, well, what's his name?
In a story
Tony Evers.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that because on Tuesday, it was quite an event. You know, it was really significant.
And yeah.
I think he went to three different places, one of which is Wausau.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the event, it does feel like the governor comes here quite a bit. I mean, it feels like, for whatever reason, he feels like this is a good place to come and talk about important issues. Do you?
It is a great place to talk about important issues.
I know it is, but it's sort of the opposite because, you know, I think the folks on, like, the budget committee, they never come to Wausau to hold a hearing or anything like that. Make us go up to Minocqua to go and be part of the meeting.
Yeah.
But the governor really does seem to appreciate the importance of central Wisconsin, both. And obviously there's a political aspect that he wants to, you know, before the election. But at the same time, it's great to see the governor come here for a significant announcement like that.
I completely agree with you. I'm really excited. I'm always trying to get people here. I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a serial inviter. So I'm constantly inviting people to Wausau. And so the governor takes us up on that regularly. This was a surprise that we were going to get this historic bill, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really exciting for us, too. It was great. We had some folks from county board there. We had the sheriffs there. You know, we had State Senator LaTanya Johnson. I love her. She is brilliant. If you could ever get her, you will be blown away. Her life story, my goodness. Mm. But yeah, so it was great. We're lucky. But you know, we're centrally located.
Right.
We have the media market here. As you know.
We got a few people. Yeah.
So, you know, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Yes,
and also
it does.
Public safety, right? Like this was a lot going towards public safety, so that's a big deal.
Let's talk about the bills, actually. Mm-hmm. The bills, you know.
There were a couple signs.
Right, exactly. So I had Pat Kreitler. I was talking to Pat earlier this morning, and he made a good point. I mean, you know, you can nitpick.
And oh, I think, yes, you can.
And there's a lot
and
of
there is that
and
happening.
There certainly is. And there's things that where it's like, you know, I think about it. It's like, oh, yeah. But at the same time, he said, take the win.
Yes.
Because it is a win. When you look back at the last 4, 5, 6 budget cycles, yeah, where you've been just, you know, looking for hungry people looking for crumbs, right, in a sense. It is, bottom line, it is a win. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's definitely a win for municipalities, a win for counties, you know, and I think probably the most controversial part of the discussion here was related to schools. And even there, you know, you have $1 billion for K-12. So, of course, everybody gets more, including those voucher programs that that I've been hearing a lot about. That's probably the biggest criticism I've heard from folks, which, you know, I do understand. I understand it's hard, but again, compromise. I just tell them, I'm like, wow, you've never been the most liberal person on a 38-member board in the middle of rural Wisconsin, and it shows. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you have to take that compromise in order to get some stuff done for the people that are your shared constituents.
Absolutely. And let's get to the nuts and bolts of it, because so often, you know, we hear, you know, the headlines, mm-hmm, and how many people dig it up and actually read the bill. You get the bullet points. What does this mean, yep, for you, this council, yep, municipalities throughout central Wisconsin? Yeah. Bottom line,
more money.
What does, yeah, and how much will it affect the decision-making process? How much, yeah, you know, for lack of a better term, easier? It's never going to be easy, yeah, to try to make sure that you spend money in the right places. But what does it really mean for,
yeah,
municipalities?
Let me give you an example here. So in 2021, I went up to, it was in Rhinelander, the Hodag Dome. They had the budget hearing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I asked for a 2% increase in shared revenue. And that would have been $81,000. And we could have retrofitted, like, I don't know, 100 street lamps to be more energy efficient. Mm-hmm. And that was the ask. We hadn't seen anything since I was a teenager. We did not get that. Okay, we didn't get that. So this time around, we're getting an almost 30% increase in shared revenue. And so that means more than $1 million. And so what that means for people, at least if I were a decision maker on that council, I'd be like, we're hoarding that away because we just hired 12 new firefighters. We're right, using ARPA funds and this FEMA grant that'll run out in 3 years. And we want to make sure that we can pay for it. So this is really going to help us make sure that we have a sustainable program. But we can use that on public safety. There are a couple other places, obviously filling potholes, doing stuff like that. So like the core city services, this will help us. That more than $1 million is a big deal.
That is a lot of money.
It's
obviously
huge.
In terms of, you said, I mean, in terms of the percentage increase, I think that's been lost a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's been pointed out as much as it should in terms of the reporting.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you look at some of those lists, some of these places that haven't seen an increase literally ever, and they have small amounts maybe, but they're seeing like a 300% increase or something.
Right,
like
right.
So it makes a big deal for these communities that need to make decisions. I was telling Katrina Shankland, who is also there, mm-hmm, that that I was talking to somebody who is the chair of one of the townships out in Western Marathon County. And if you don't appoint a constable in your township, the town chair is the person that has to go respond to things like stray dogs and things
wow,
like. And so I had been talking to this town chair about how he had to go capture the dogs. So, you know, again, like, this is an opportunity to maybe do the services that people need. I don't know if that means capturing dogs and having a constable, but you never know. They can decide.
Also, another issue that's been up since we last talked is a proposal you made to the council for a communications officer. And frankly,
not the first and not the last time.
And the thing about it is, number one, it did not appear to get a whole lot of support.
Yeah.
And it does not mean it's a bad idea. In fact, you know, again, from my point of view, and it would have helped me, I think, a little bit. But explain to folks, why did you bring it up? Why do you think it's important? And
yeah,
why will you bring it up again and hopefully get more support
in
the future?
Yeah, so we've been mulling this apparently through multiple administrations, having a communications person. And, you know, part of it for me is that I have a lot of requests on my time to explain things, answer questions. I just looked at my email right before I sat down here, and I have a question from a series of questions from reporters that will take me an hour and a half to respond to.
Mm.
And, you know, I will do that because I should, but it's also really time consuming. And if I'm being asked to be like partial author on things and a variety of other, you know, press releases, everyone's asking, mm-hmm. why don't we have more press releases? Well, because I'm writing them. Okay. Like it has to be me. And if I can't even take a breath to sit down, we can't do it. So I think we need a professional communicator. We need somebody who's dedicated to serving the people, giving facts and truth and making sure that people understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. Because right now that's spread across all the departments.
And frankly, Wausau's not a small town.
No.
You know, it's not Mayberry. It's a pretty large town. The idea that, you know, that the mayor is sitting there on her computer typing out press releases is something that I don't think a lot of people really think.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So that's the problem. And, you know, like I could, of course, assign it to some random person, right?
Right.
All right, city clerk, I need you to do this. But, you know, like everyone has more and more on them. So, and we also, really excited, we're so close to launching our new website, which it will be much more user-friendly for people. But I'm going to need somebody to kind of own that too. So maybe that's the direction we go. We got to talk about who can own this.
And I guess the folks in terms of when they, the members of the council, when they, you know, kind of push back on it.
Yeah.
What is it simply that, you know, it's just hard to add any government employees at this point?
It is hard. And, you know, I get it. I get why. I think probably, you know, there was a little bit of a confused messaging too. You know, the people who saw like, oh, you want to add a communications person. How about not? How about you add an administrator? So again, like that confuses the conversation. Completely different roles. And that's not what we're talking about here. But apparently, you know, a couple of people want to talk about that and you get derailed. And okay, the council members got derailed.
That probably will never stop, will it?
Well, and maybe the council needs to say, we're going to do this or we're not. That's fine too.
That's a few minutes before the first break. Yeah. And I wanted to ask about, because we're coming up on July the 4th. And again, we've talked about this in the past. And it's going to be an exciting change for how we celebrate Independence Day here. And I wanted to know, as we get now really close to it, what can folks expect now for the holiday?
Huge fireworks display. Huge. Biggest. North of Madison, I think. we'll be lighting them off from the airport right by the lake. So you'll be able to see them all around Lake Wausau. Wherever you are, if that's Schofield, if that's Ribbon, if that's Wausau. So pack it up around the lake. You'll be able to see it. They should be shot even higher than the fireworks from this weekend. So if you thought the trees were blocking you, you'll probably get a better view this time.
And it's all free. And as you look at the cooperation between municipalities, is this something that can be built upon?
Yeah, let's keep going. I want to keep going with my people. And, you know, like we do have some cooperative arrangements where we're able to have good conversations and work together very well. There are hot button issues, obviously, between municipalities, transit being one of them. I'm hopeful that we'll eventually be able to broach that one again. But, you know, we're talking PFAS, right? Mm-hmm. We have a specific water group through the Metropolitan Planning Organization where we meet, I think it's quarterly, maybe every other month, but it's helpful because we can continuously advocate for each other in this area.
Absolutely. The time is 9:27. We're going to take a quick time out. We have a news update coming up, CBS News at the top of the hour, and then Brittany Merlot will be joining us with a civic media news update with news from around the area, around the central Wisconsin area as well. Again, we're talking to the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, a monthly visit here on Bow Falls Radio. Again, it's a warm start. 75 degrees is the temperature. Expecting plenty of sunshine throughout the day and a temperature reaching 90. We'll have more to come here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, we are talking to the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg.
Hello.
Always good to have her in every month here to talk about different issues. As you well know, I always start off by lobbing those softballs for you to batting practice. Knock them line drive to left, line drive to right.
Hard stuff.
I'm going to start to add a slider, maybe a curveball and a hard fastball. But I said to you during the break that every morning I come in, I look at a bunch of different sites just to see what's going
on. As one does.
As one should, you know, to sound like, you know, I know what I'm talking about. You know, I keep on trying to fool people in that respect. But but this morning, you know, I go to the Pilot, and of course, a lot of folks here in central Wisconsin go to the Pilot. And the lead story, right at the front of the lead story, is about, again, about people upset with the hike for water here in Wausau. And the story gets some, you know, goes, and we talked about this, that there were a public comment session, and you've had a chance to see some of the public comments as well. We've talked about this. There was really nothing new in the story except people are still annoyed that they're going to have to pay more for the water costs. I'm going to say it. Why, again, is this happening?
Yeah, so a couple of reasons, right? We built a brand new drinking water treatment facility.
Oh, yeah, I think we've talked about that.
We had to immediately begin planning for a $20 million addition to that brand new drinking water facility to get rid of PFAS. We had millions of dollars in renovations to our wastewater treatment facility. So all of that coming together leads up to this increase in water rates because we got to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. There was a comment in the story, and I want you to respond to it because I thought it was a rather, again, it's a rather damning comment if it's true, because it basically says that the city government is being somehow corrupt.
No,
but there was a. It says in his comments, Robert Coffey called for the PSC to stop the water increase, citing Wausau Pilot Review's coverage of the issues involved. And he says, Wausau's mayor and city government are using accounting sleight of hand and are using funds supposedly for the water problem to fund their other pet projects, and the citizens are not being informed and paying the price. Respond to that.
Yeah, that's just not the case. It's not true. We can't. All of the financing is different for the utility. It's actually considered a different, you know, business case. So we can't do that. We're not doing that, and we won't do that in the future. I understand it's still a lot of money. You know, when people hear things like 65% increase, it's a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And you need a budget for it. I've been hearing from people whose rent is going up. Somebody just told me their rent was going up $400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I get it. We're being squeezed from everything. So it's tough times.
And again, the bottom line is priorities. It really does come down to, because when you make decisions, whether it's budgetary and in these areas, you've said, and I think you've been rather vocal about it, that clean water is one of your biggest priorities. You're not going to be one to kick the can down the road. You're going to try to be ahead of the curve. And while, again, and I think that nobody is saying there's not pain, because there is pain.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, health is one of those things that is probably worth paying a little bit extra for.
Yeah. And, you know, what would have happened if we would have said, okay, we're not going to address this. We think we're fine. We don't care about PFAS. We're under, you know, the DNR's level, right?
Right.
Well, the EPA is coming out with their new rules, and they're drastically, you know, smaller. You know, 4 parts per trillion is what they're talking about. So we would be back in the same place, only it would be more expensive because we would have lost a year and a half of planning. So, you know, I feel for people, and I'm going to have to pay that increase too.
Right.
I totally understand where people are at.
What does the future look like? Will we see continuing increases? Will it level off? What's your expectation?
This is the big one. And so we're hoping that with all of the grants that we're, you know, accumulating, we got that 1.6 from Senator Baldwin. We're continuing to apply for things through the state at drinking water and clean drinking water loans. We're hoping to stave off future increases. But this truly is paying for the build, the new addition with the PFAS removal, and then, like, the media that we need to replace maybe once a year or hopefully less than that.
Something else I also said in the break was that sometimes when you have a public figure, hey, and all these people have voted for you. You have people that say, oh, we love you. Then it's easy to get, you know, to see a headline story that says you're using funding for your pet projects. It's easy to have that ego pricked, isn't it?
I guess so. at this point, I am like trying to be very zen about it and just like abolish my ego because you can't have it. And any decision you make as a leader, it can't be about you. It can't be about your future. It can't be about like, oh my gosh, I'm scared about next April. It can't be that, right? You got to make the right decision now.
Do you look at media? Do you search and say, well, what are they talking about? What are the stories saying about my performance as mayor or anything? Because some people, I've heard interviews with people, they will avoid, you know, any stories that talk about themselves, even if they're wonderfully written stories that say they're the best thing ever. But what's your viewpoint on media coverage as a public figure?
On the one hand, I want to stay in touch, right? I want to know what people care about, what they're talking about. I want to be able to respond in the right ways. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, like, if I'm going in there looking for any kind of anything about myself, right, it's really not worth it. Again, like the nice things even, it's just not worth it.
Another environmental issue that's been in the news is a sign that's been put up as a caution sign at Riverside Park, notifying residents of potential danger from contaminated soil. I guess the reason behind the sign and what is, obviously having a sign there that says, okay, there's a potential issue here that obviously begs the question, what's happening next? So talk about that.
This has been talked about for probably years.
Yeah.
And so the contaminated soil, right? So in the last couple of months, we approved the budget to remediate the soil. It went out to bid. We got those bids back. We selected a contractor, and we're getting ready to do that. So that work should be done soon. The sign is up because one of our alders talked to DHS, and they mentioned some temporary things, but since the remediation is happening, you know, within the next few weeks, we're not going to temporarily disturb the soil and then permanently disturb the soil. We're just going to do it once instead of twice. So signs up because that was requested.
Maybe a question, I don't know, just popped into my mind. Maybe it's off target.
Lay it on me.
But, you know, we've seen a lot where we were finding out about how environmental issues were handled by business, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago.
And by handled, you mean?
Well, sort of just happening. Ignored. And then, happening. And then all of a sudden we're finding a lot of what it's all meant. Can we expect more of this in the future? I mean, because obviously when we talk about budgets and we have these kind of issues come up, that takes away money that could go to other areas. And it's, you know, these unpleasant surprises that pop up.
Yeah.
Do we feel like that we're finding out everything that has happened and then maybe we can, fix these and then move forward? Or is this going to be a continuing issue? Because, again, you hate to find these issues and then be forced to, spend money that you would hope to be able to use in different areas.
Yeah. So when I think about this, I mean, emerging science, right? You're going to continuously discover new things that are a problem for, human life, animal life, plant life, all of that. So I anticipate we still learn new things about what we shouldn't have done in the past. Burying garbage, there's a lot of stuff that we probably could have been better about if we knew. Now, I think probably the things that are changing a little bit is like who tests. And who is responsible for that cleanup, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we would like the polluters to be responsible for the cleanup. But sometimes that takes too long for a community to bear. And I think that's one of the cases with Riverside Park especially. We can't wait more years, like another decade so that we can, go through the court system or whatever it takes to get us to the point where whoever polluted it is responsible for cleaning it up. That was the decision made by council. We're doing it. We're getting it done. It's our park. We're going
to
do it. So
what is the time frame? Because again, you had the PFAS where you've tried to get lawyers involved and tried. And what is the time frame? Because boy, again, going through the system often takes a long time.
Yeah. So the PFAS stuff, I'm not sure because, when you ask me about news, I'm typically not looking about news about me. I'm like, what is new in the world of PFAS? And
so I
get my Google alerts and all of that. And
your name's not on your Google alerts.
Oh, man. So we're just going to move on from that.
But
PFAS, some of these polluters are, and the manufacturers of PFAS are settling with communities. I just saw one where 3M settled with a community, and they're going to get, it's under $1 million, but to remediate some of those PFAS. So it depends. We are now engaged in this lawsuit against the manufacturers. Mm-hmm. It could go quick because the court might pressure them to get her done, get the settlement done. So that's what we're hoping for.
That'd be terrific, obviously. Yeah. Also, again, talk about being in the media.
Yeah.
One of the alders, Doug Denny, penned a rather harsh letter to the editor recently concerning delays on construction at the Wausau Mall site.
Yeah.
I guess, what should we know about the project, where we stand, where we're going in terms of that? Because obviously it is a concern.
Yeah, it is a concern. Now, I will say this. The city did everything right. We did the development agreement. We had our plans out. We bid our stuff out. We did everything right. At that point, we don't own the land anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. It's between Waz and T-Wall. So that's kind of where we're at. We're waiting for them to kind of have the dust settle, get ready, and I think maybe in that same one of those follow-up stories, I heard from T-Wall that, this is the way it's supposed to go.
Hmm.
And, maybe it is, right? I'm not a developer, but I would say now it's also going to go back to the city council because that's what we do.
I was going to ask you again, how much is the council involved?
Oh, they were involved from the very beginning, right? Because they had to approve of the development agreement. They had to approve the amount of money that we were willing to give them in increment as soon as they started developing, and they approved of the timeline. So this timeline now changing means that it goes back to them, and they're going to have to decide, okay, we're ready to continue this relationship and get it done. Or, I've heard from plenty of people that said, I'm done with this. I would want something else. So again, who knows where everyone's mind is at, but that conversation is likely to happen next month.
But that's a difficult situation to be put into because, again, you can say, they go back and you have the option of, but if you terminate, then you're back at the beginning.
Square one.
And that would be a very difficult position to be in. I guess.
Well, and also, we don't own the land, right?
Right.
We don't have the agreement with T-Wall. We have our development agreement, but, Waz and T-Wall are negotiating their terms, too. So, going back to square one.
Are you concerned, though, that are there red flags here? Or are you confident that ultimately, even, with a delay, that we're going to end up where we need to be as a city in downtown?
Yeah, I think we will end up where we need to be. I understand that, watching the process of development happen.
Right.
And especially, everyone's a little nervous about all of the different machinations of the economy, whatever that is that you're looking at, if it's the stock market, if it's interest rates, whatever.
Right.
People are nervous. So, I think it's in our interest to continue having this conversation and making sure that the council is fully aware and also asking questions of the developer and, our partners.
Are you confident in your partners still?
That's we gotta be, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have decided to work with them since even before I got here,
mm-hmm.
And we gotta keep pushing on them to do the right thing for the citizens of Wausau. So,
and that's one of the complicated aspects again, the partnerships, because nowadays, no matter what, we're hearing again the discussion of with the state and the Brewers. It's the same at the local level where it's. Basically, we live in this era where you can't just say, come on in and build.
Mm-hmm.
They're always looking for partnerships, and that's just part of the lay of the land in this era, isn't it?
Yeah. No, there's negotiating, right? We started off this conversation talking about some of the wins and also maybe some of the challenges of signing this shared revenue bill.
Right.
Same thing happens in real life everywhere, every day at the city of Wausau. We have to decide, what are we willing? How tough are our stomachs?
Right.
What information do we need to do the right job for the citizens of Wausau?
Absolutely.
So, that's where we're at.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Again, Mayor Katie Rosenberg, always great to have you in. Any vacation plans this summer? because I know I'm going on my vacation.
Yeah.
Do you get a chance to, you know, get away during this time of year where the weather's actually warm?
I can't
warm?
Even tell. Like, I had four events last Saturday, and I'm guessing the rest of my summer is very much in the same light. So if that's vacation, that's what I'm doing.
At least enjoying the nice weather.
Yes.
Okay, folks, enjoy the rest of June. We'll talk to you in July. And again, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Again, Mayor Katie Rosenberg of Wausau. We're going to take a quick time out and then come back with more. I'm Chad Holmes on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can catch the show as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Also by going to BowFallsRadio.com, click on shows, click on the logo for my program, and you'll be able to hear my interview with the mayor, other previous hours of the show as well. So again, if you miss any of the show, it'll be right at your fingertips. In fact, when I get done with the program, we'll get them up for today, and you'll be able to tune in almost immediately. Thanks again to Mayor Katie Rosenberg for joining us here on the show. Today is June the 22nd of 2023. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Singer, actor, Kris Kristofferson. Great career for Kris Kristofferson. Turns 87 years old today. Journalist Britt Hume, for many years he was at ABC, and for many, many more years he's been at Fox News. Britt Hume is 80 years old today. Actress, Academy Award winner Meryl Streep, 74 years old today. It's actually a busy day for impressive women turning 74. Also turning 74, Lindsay Wagner, actress, The Bionic Woman, probably her most famous role. Lindsay Wagner, 74, and also turning 74 today, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Turning 71 is actor Graham Greene from Dances with Wolves. Cyndi Lauper, girls just want to have fun. Cyndi Lauper, 70 years old today. Actor Bruce Campbell from The Evil Dead and The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. is 65 years old today. Actress Tracy Polin, also Mrs. Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox and Tracy Polin met when she became a cast member on Family Ties, or at least a guest star, and 63, but boy, Tracy Polin, really, what a woman. Michael J. Fox says so much incredible about this woman, his wife, about how she has been during his health battles, and 63, and she is still just a stunning, stunning woman, just stunning, but also a huge heart and a very lucky man, Michael J. Fox. Amy Brenneman from Judging Amy, also the first season of NYPD Blue. And if you are a fan of NYPD Blue like I am, it was a great show, I think, from beginning to end. But that first season just blew me away. It was still the best season. Just an outstanding program. Amy Brenneman was on the show for the first season, and then I think the first four episodes, and she left at the same time that David Caruso left. And that was a shame because they were both outstanding on that show. But Amy Brenneman, 59 years old today. Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, St. Louis Rams, New York Giants, and the Arizona Cardinals. He took the Rams to a Super Bowl championship, took the Cardinals to a Super Bowl. Kurt Warner started his football career in camp with the Green Bay Packers. Yep, he was in camp with the Packers, but the Packers had Favre, and they had, I think at the time, who was the other quarterbacks? I can't remember. Maybe Ty Detmer was part of the camp, as well as the guy they sent to Jacksonville, the Jaguars. I forget what his name was, but Kurt Warner was in camp with the Packers, did not make the team, went on, played arena football, and then became a Hall of Famer with especially the Rams and the Cardinals, 52 years old today. Carson Daly turns 50 today. Actor Donald Faison of Scrubs fame is 49. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some famous events that occurred on this date in history. 1847, the donut was invented. Yeah, the donut. In fact, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going on vacation. I'm flying out tomorrow night. And one of the best parts of me going on vacation, number two, one, there's two things. I love playing in the World Series of Poker. It's such a thrill. It's so much fun. But the second best thing about going out there is Krispy Kreme donuts. We don't have Krispy Kreme around here. I love Krispy Kreme. The good news about not having a Krispy Kreme around here is I would be about 75 pounds heavier and probably taking 20 years off my life if they were here. But I love, love, love Krispy Kreme. And I will be heading over to the place that has Krispy Kremes tomorrow night, maybe. I might go right away when I get over there. But it is donuts, invented 1847. 1945, the World War II battle for Okinawa ended. 12,520 Americans and 110,000 Japanese were killed in the 83-day campaign. On this date in 1970, President Richard Nixon signed a measure lowering the voting age to 18. Republicans do not forgive him. 1981, on this date, Mark David Chapman pleaded guilty to killing rock musician John Lennon. On this date in 1984, the movie The Karate Kid opened in theaters. On this date in 2015, Nikki Haley, then governor of South Carolina, announced support for the removal of the Confederate flag from state grounds. I'm thinking these days she probably regrets that as well as she tries to run to the right of folks in the Republican primary. And on this date in 2022, Tony Siragusa, the NFL defensive tackle who became one of the game's biggest players and personalities, died at the age of 55. Some special events being celebrated today. It's Chocolate Eclair Day. It's also HVAC Tech Day. Onion Rings Day. I'd love me some onion rings. Stupid Guy Thing Day. And World Rainforest Day. So those are some special events to be celebrated. And the number for the day is 401. Any guesses on what 401 means? It is the number of IMAX screens in North America. I saw an IMAX movie in Indianapolis when I went to the Indy 500 about 20 years ago. Very impressive. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Chad Holmes Show. Thanks again to Pat Kreitlow for joining me and Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg as well. Tomorrow, we'll talk Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklegg. Coming up next, from 10 until noon, it is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenier. That's coming up right after a news update from CBS and a Civic Media news update as well. Have yourselves a great rest of your Thursday. Stay cool. It's going to hit 90 today, maybe. But enjoy the hot weather. Join me again tomorrow from 8 till 10. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.